Yep, hello, Chris.
N10QD.
TJ1Q.
TC1DIO.
Hey, there he is. Tapping is winding down.
Ain't not much daylight left.
So he's kind of half listening and giving an audio report there. Getting him squared away.
I think it's squared away. He's in a tent. He was on a big bow thing, so not much you can do with the audio on those things.
No.
This is KC1HHU.
Yep. Good evening, KC1DIO.
KC1HHU. Just thought I'd stop it and see what's happening over here on the Morse repeater.
All right, then. The Morse repeater, huh?
KC1HDL, that got absolutely nowhere.
N10QD.
KC1HDL, hello.
KC1HHU, hello.
Evening both of you. N10QD, Farmington. Yep. So what's everyone up to this evening? Anything exciting?
I've been trying the Echo Link all afternoon, but or all evening. I've only gotten one contact in California. I can't seem to find a particularly busy repeater anywhere. This is the busiest one I found so far.
KC1 HGL, KC1 HHU. Are you from Connecticut?
Yeah, I'm from Morris. I was talking to you earlier. Around 4 o'clock. I was the one who was setting up Echolink earlier.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I've been on air all day. I'm, like, super stoked at, oh my god, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, same here. I just got my call sign yesterday night and didn't really get to try it last night. So I spent all afternoon on the radio.
Alternative is playing video games. And this seems to be much more social, KC1HCO.
Agreed, KC1HHU.
So Addison, how was it that you got interested in radio?
I put in the SDRs for a while, and I got the SDR because I wanted to track the airplanes for ADS-B, all that. And then I found out the SDR could receive satellite images, so I did that for a while. And then the satellite band frequency was very close to the 2-meter band frequency, so I ran into the ham radio stuff, and I had no clue what ham radio was, but I got the book from the library, the technician class, and I thought I'd check that out, and here I am.
Alright.
Awesome. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm thinking of getting one of those little SDRs. My buddy has one. He's picked up all kinds of neat stuff with that. They're not that expensive. They're pretty cool.
I was just looking at the SDR I was getting. The trick is to getting an SDR that's actually TX capable. So the SDR I was looking at is probably $300 plus 50 for an antenna amplifier.
I have the, I think it was, what is it, Thumbnet N3, or Nongles N3. I like it a lot. Don't forget to get an amplifier. The one I have is receive only, but it's like $40. And it works great with any antenna. You don't need to really worry about matching the antenna to the SDR. I wouldn't recommend the really cheap ones. I got one, and it lasted for a while. Didn't have very high quality, and it eventually, if it gets a little power surge, it stops working.
K1 Victor, Hotel Frank.
Hello. KC1 HGL.
K1 Victor, Hotel Frank, listening.
K1 VHF, we were just in here talking about the new SDR software defined radio. Things you can plug into your computer.
I wanted to physically install one into my computer, but I quickly found out people don't do that.
It's actually a pretty cool idea. It'd be nice to put a SDR directly in your computer, but every time you know you wanted to change something, switch out antennas, change your amplifier, filters, all that, you'd have to pull your whole computer apart.
I do that anyway, so that's not really a bother for me. What I was looking for was something over, I don't know how much you guys know about computers. I'm just going to assume a lot because you guys were radio operators. I was actually looking to get into the PCIe bridge, and then from the PCIe bridge have antennas run out into the back of the computer, into an amplifier, into the ceiling, but the only transmit-capable devices I found were either over a grand or were USB, KC1 HDF.
KC1 HHU, I'm going to switch over, I'm going to shut off the echo link and switch over to my actual radio here. Okay.
HHU, okay, I'm back.
What do you guys think about the RF AC1? I've been looking at that as an option, as a possible radio.
That's what I'm considering getting. I'm going to wind up doing that. I'd rather plug in all the expensive stuff into my computer, keep everything centralized.
I didn't quite get the name of that SDR, what was it again?
It's called the RF TAC, HACK1ONE. The RF TAC1. It's also a transmitter, it's a receiver and transmitter.
One before, I didn't quite recognize the name. It's differently
than I thought. It is a transmit capable one, right? With like the option for the external clock and everything. That's correct. It was originally developed by DARPA for the NSA, but the guy carried the patent over somehow and started marketing them from I think it's called Great Scott Enterprises or Great Scott Instruments or something like that.
It's a pretty wide range for operating frequency. Tab goes from like 50 megahertz to 1 gigahertz. You can get transverters for it, or there's like some like drivers you can make it so it goes to down to like 15 megahertz. You can listen to HF, but it's very low quality when you're using those drivers.
Sounds good. Yeah, I was looking at that. This is possibly the SDR I was going to get. One of the ones that I was looking at, the RTAC one, I believe, was went up to like 1.7 gigahertz. But there might be more than one model.
Right here it says it goes all the way from 1 megahertz up to 6 gigahertz, which is crazy. It doesn't even have much power draw.
It runs off a USB. I'm staring at the spec sheet right now.
Very efficient, yep. It's supposed to be a very efficient device. There's a lot of things you can do with that, a lot of platforms that are built around it, a lot of stuff that's made in Linux for it as well.
I'm pretty interested in maybe trying to whisper stuff at some point, but my current radio can't do it because it doesn't have audio in, and it's too high power for the whisper. But I've heard that there's some sort of SDR that runs on some kind of Linux ARM called like the Red Pitaya or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard of that actually. I'm not familiar with what it was, though. I have heard of it.
KC1 HDO, is it a bad idea to duct tape this to the wall?
It has like an oscilloscope, signal generator, and it can connect to microphones, headphones, and a CW key.
Now for the SDR, when you wind up transmitting on it, do you transmit it through your computer? Is it software driven?
The one I have can't transmit, but I know a lot of SDRs, you just use your
would run echo links through the actual an actual Ethernet cable for better signaling. The only reason I buy this is for HF.
Do you have your general class license? Are you running HF?
Nope. I'm getting the hardware first. I'm going to listen for a bit, and then I'm going to study. I did the same thing with tech. I had my radio for 3 months before I got my license.
The Rapitaya, it's only 10 watts, but it's 0 megahertz to 60 megahertz with 14-bit audio and 125 megabytes per second. Looks really fast with that, and it can oscilloscope, signal generator, spectrum analyzer, function analyzer, network vector analyzer, and it hasn't come out yet, but they're looking at $600-something in European money.
I just wish I could plug something in as a PCIe slot on my computer. It's so much more bandwidth. But, eh. AC1 HU.
One HU, AC1 HDL. Do you want me to connect to EchoLink and I'll send you over the URL for the Rapitaya SDR?
Sure.
Put in the little message box at the bottom of the page under the users list.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
NOLTD, are you still there?
I sure am.
Telling me about the EchoLink stuff. Do you have any preferred EchoLink repeaters outside of Connecticut? Because I was trying them all earlier and I couldn't seem to get many contacts. I got one person. I don't know if I'm just not using the right repeaters or what. I tried Alaska, Canada, most of California, and Texas, New York, and I got all of one contact in Texas.
Yeah, like Jim had said before, he says there's more people listening than talking. And, you know, there is a good example is there was an Alaskan repeater that people were trying to connect to, and they ended up talking to people in California because they had a link between Alaska and California. Nobody in Alaska was even talking. It was all people in California.
On HAQ, there wasn't even anyone really on the users list on the side. Whenever I connected, it'd be only me.
That only means that's only indicative of the people that are connected on EchoLink. That doesn't mean there's nobody on the repeater. For example, like myself right now and everyone else that's on here right now, because there's probably a bunch of people listening right now, it's not going to show who's on there because we're just on via radio.
Okay, that makes sense. So when I connect, the people in the user list are only the people who have transmitted?
No, the users list is indicative of the people that are actually connected through EchoLink. Those are other EchoLink users. But you could go on as just one person and be on there with a dozen other people that are on via radio. They said it's just a link between the radio, between the repeater and the internet.
Possible to use my radio to connect to the Morse repeater or something, and then use the Morse repeater to connect to another station using EchoLink? Like, is it possible to type in something on the D-pad to connect me to another repeater elsewhere?
We don't have that feature hooked up right now. That's something separate. Jim is KJ1Q. He's here. I'm sure he's listening. I'll let him have him call him up here. KJ1Q from N10QD. Jim, you here?
Yeah, we don't have access to the codes right now. So, when she connects up like she is now, she can only talk to you. Whoever's on the list there that's also connected up. I think she has to go into the EchoLink program, though, to see the list with a couple thousand people on it.
Yeah, KC1 HDL. I know this is really off topic, but I'm looking for yardage for my SDR. Do you guys have any advice?
Addison, Jim KJ1Q is he's the owner of this system, and he has about 12 repeaters on the system that are linked across the state. So I'll let him explain whatever it is you want to ask him. Go ahead and ask him.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Are there any repeaters in Connecticut with the for the Echolink using the keypad on the microphone?
I mean, like you're in there and you want to punch up a code to talk to somebody else? Yeah, I'm sure there are. I don't know what they are, but on the regular Echolink program, like if you're home and you're on the desktop or whatever, and you first get into it, it'll show you everybody's on there that you can select who you want to try.
I'll try later. Thanks. KC1-HA273. Clear.
Yep, no problem. But where you are now, connected with your phone, you can only chat with whoever's on there, plus whoever's on the repeaters.
Yeah, I think she's on her radio right now. But she was on Echolink before.
Yeah, the phone doesn't show you that list. I don't know why not, you know, when you connect up to Echolink. I think you have to connect on, like, the little radio or something else that's on there in order to see those.
KC1-HDL, I have yet another question. Is using an HDTV antenna a bad idea for radio?
Here they are. Chris, I found them. When you hit the Echolink thing on the phone, you get into the Echolink, you got the paperclip on the bottom, the QSO, a little radio, and the settings. Hit the radio, and it brings up all of the stations that are on there, which is probably a couple thousand.
Oh yeah, mine, in the Android, mine shows that automatically, actually. I have to sort the repeaters out from the names. If I pull up, you know, Area 1 or wherever I am, it'll show all the people on Echolink at, you know, at that time. And then the ones that are not people are slash R for repeater.
Okay, mine doesn't do that. I have to click on it to bring them all the stations up. Yeah, like now. Well, that's on the bottom of the screen of where the people that are connected to Echolink are. I'm just looking at it right now. I connected up.
And KC1-HGL, you had a question regarding hooking an external antenna up to an HT. There's no problem with that. I ran an HT like that in my mobile for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm considering converting my HT into a just full-on mobile rig to throw some accessories at it. And I think I'm going to hook a SDR up to an amplifier and then the amplifier up to a Ruzdiagi.
I mean, you're not going to have super coverage with just the HT, but putting an external antenna on it will increase the coverage quite a bit. You'll at least be able to cover a good, 10, 12 miles, whereas, off just the rubber duck antenna, you only be able to cover a couple miles. So that's the difference. But it should improve the situation quite a bit.
With your phone, you can cover hundreds of miles.
Thousands.
Whole world. KB1SL.
1SXV.
Good evening, guys. KJ1Q.
N10OQD.
KC1HGL.
Good evening, guys. I had a comment on the echo link, the users there. There may be a lot of users on there, but they're not all actively using it. Or like, you know, hooked into a repeater or whatnot. I have my phone on and I hook into, go into Echo Link and lock onto a repeater or whatever and then go back off. Even if I close Echo Link, I'll stay logged in and I'll still be on the screen. That's what I found, Chris. I think it keeps Echo Link running in the background because I noticed when I had Echo Link crashing me a couple times, it wasn't even running and it said that it had to restart. And I'm questioning myself, what do you mean restart? You weren't even open running. So I think it runs in the background. It's still running in the background probably. If I close Echo Link, I'll still be logged into it every now and then. If I pull down the on Android, just pull down my notifications on top. It'll show that I'm logged in, even though I closed Echo Link. But that doesn't go away unless I restart the phone. So there's a lot of users out there that aren't really using it. That was my comment. Go ahead.
My phone does the same thing. Echo Link keeps logging in all the time. Well, we're just pulling into the home queue gate, so. Have a good one. Just wanted to jump in and say hi.
Okay,
if you
want to
text me.
Yep, later. Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, later. Yeah, a lot of them are repeaters and remote bases and links just sitting there with nobody on them also. So.
Have a good one, Ron. 7-3. Yeah, I noticed that, Jim. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of, a lot of open lines are just not being used, but it's kind of hit and miss with that. I guess, you know, it depends on where you connect to, if it's a busy repeater or not. I would think in a larger city you'd have more luck, but she said she connected to New York and I don't know if she said LA or what it was in California, and there was nobody on there. She just got one contact in Texas, but I guess it's a hit and miss, you know.
There's been many a times that people have connected up to us. I'm sure you heard them say, "Wow, finally somebody answers." I've been checking a whole bunch of them, and you're the first guys that answered.
That's really weird. I guess some parts of the country it's kind of dead. I watched a video of a guy down south in the Carolinas. He had on all his radios for all the bands, for all the bands of repeaters anyway. And he was calling into every repeater he could, and there was nobody on any of them. And that was down in the Carolinas. He was trying to show how it kind of went dead down there.
Yep, like everything else, eventually wears off.
See, I've driven the East Coast, and you know, I'll listen to local repeaters that I'm going through different areas. There's nothing but the ID once in a while. And the only time you really get any activity is like drive time. You might get a couple, two or three guys on the way to work or something. Other than that, it's just, yeah, pretty dead all the time. I've got the scanner running, and for the first time in a couple days, there's people right now talking. I can't hear them too well because I'm not receiving it that well, but there's people talking on Wallingford on 360. And that, I haven't heard that thing go on in a couple of days.
All right, so listen, what are you on? You're sounding awesome.
I won't be able to put on my hat tomorrow morning. 670.
570? All right, so I can keep a 7-8 by itself. Okay. And 570 still works. Cool.
I haven't messed with HF. Does anybody have any luck getting contact in high frequency? KC1HDL.
K1 Victor Hotel Frank Portal.
Yep, good evening. the other station, analog, having a hard time making you out. You listening to yourself? It's like a bassy echo there. Okay, let's see. Go ahead, Les.
What's your question? Tyler, what was your question?
Has anybody had any luck with making contact before? In fact, has anybody had any contacts with HF before I dumped $900 into it?
I'll take a stab at that. We're on the way down the sunspot cycle. It's getting a little tough on the higher bands, like 10 meters and 12 meters, 15, but there's still some 20 meter openings, and you can always find something on 40 and 80 meters and 160. So, yeah, it's fun. I've had fun ever since I got in the hobby, and keep a wire out there at least. I used to have beams and everything, but not just a wire. It's worthwhile. It depends what you want to do with the hobby, you know. You get involved in nets and things on 75 meters. It's out there. And my name is Les, by the way, Tyler Hill. Maybe one. I was just saying out there, do you have a comment also on Tyler Ash's question? W1VHF or K1VHF, I didn't quite get the call about it.
Nah, name is Chip, CHIP, got the call letters right. You want to use VHF, go ahead, use my call letters. Name is Chip, I've had my license for, a little over 50 years, so sometimes the novelty wears off after a while. I got a lot of equipment I got rid of, and I only kept two transceivers, so I'm down in the mud, and I'm using my iPad to talk to you guys with.
Okay, Chip, good evening to you. Hope everything's going okay up there in Maine. But anyway, so let's jump in here. I've been listening for a while. Chris, I'm one of those out here that's on the radio side that's listening that you can't see on the screen. Well, I'm usually here listening somewhere. And what else do you need in a group video on? So,
yeah, we copy. Yeah. She was just curious when she was asking that. I think, she's new to the hobby, but she's pretty sharp. So I'll tell you what. She knows a lot about a lot, that's for sure. Just talking to her for a few minutes, you could tell that right off.
Yeah, something out with the SDR and the, that's almost hit right by, but yeah, I've read up on that, in fact, the one that you mentioned also, I've read up on that somewhat. That's a pretty interesting piece of hardware to be kind of neat to have that kind of coverage of the frequencies. It's low power, but if you want to use any of them, you can always find a way to get it to transmit at a higher power.
Definitely. The nice thing is the software, there's so much software made for it, it's unbelievable. I'll let you guys go ahead and take it. I got to jump over to Annette here for a few minutes, but I'll be back over in about 15 minutes or so. Shouldn't last too long. N1OQD.
Have a good one, Chris. And I'll catch you later. I'll catch you in the morning. I'm going to be heading out of here also. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okie dokie. No problem. Just later here, Chris. Just sitting there poking around. Bet you it's nice and warm out back now.
Yeah, heat up the shack out there, definitely. Yeah, it's still a little chilly outside. We were out in the garage for a little while, programming up a new remote for the car. It was a little cool out there. Not enough to turn on the heat, but cool. There you go. What's your good evening? Be back in the morning. KJ1Q in the group, KB1SL.
Okay, Les. Grabbed that recliner and a bowl of ice cream before you do. Later. KJ1Q.
KC1HDL. I'm looking at a Yagi antenna right now that is 100 watt max output with 15 decibel gain. I don't know if that's enough to actually receive, though. I know it's enough to transmit and bounce off.
It should work.
It's cheap. It's only $30.